very disappointing because there were a couple of very, very tight decisions. Donabar lost out in a 3-2 split decision. Very, very close contest with Chloe Fleck. And great fight for the neutral. It was Donabar took the first round. The second round, I think Fleck took it, and it was all on the last round. And unfortunately, she lost out on a split decision that cost her an elite title, you know. So that was just, that's the way it goes, like.
Disappointing from Donna's point of view, but I suppose Brett McGinty, he comes into the boxing scene. A lot of people know him now. He's starting to make a real name for himself. A lot of hopes were pinned on Brett, and well, just didn't materialise for him.
Just didn't materialise for him on the night. Like, he won a very, very good first round, and Quinn won the second round, and it was all on the third round, like, you know, when he lost out in a 4-1 split decision. Very, very unfortunate that he lost out, you know. He just didn't box. Brett can box a lot better than what he did, you know, and it was a good test for him because he was against a very, very good opponent, and young Quinn, Fergus Quinn from Camelot in County Armagh. It was a great contest for the neutral man there again, you know, to all toe-to-toe stuff, an all-action contest, you know, no let-up in the pace at all. Good fight, you know, and there were a big crowd there and a great atmosphere, so it's all good, you know.
Wherefore, Brent now is boxing at the 75 kg. Can you see him going up in weight this year?
Well, I would say it'd still be 75. The elites now start on the 8th and 9th of February, so I would say he'll be entering the elite championships now there in Dublin now, on the 8th and 9th. Probably all three boxers will enter them, you know. So it's not the end of the world yet for him, but it'd be nice if they had got titles last night. Like, it's great to get off the season with Ulster elite title.
And the final fighter, Stephen McGonigal, boxing out of Holy Trinity in Belfast, a Letterkenny man. Suppose he had to his fighter, unfortunately, Joe Joyce, was unable to fight. Peter,
that's right. Joe Joyce was in a car accident yesterday evening and was unable to fight. So Stephen was super heavyweight champion by means of walkover, but they drafted in Dean Scullion from Lough Shore in County Antrim for a special contest, and it was a very good contest as well. But I'm sure Stephen, like every other boxer, like, they won the title in the ring, like, you know. It wasn't no fault of his own, like, because Joyce, as I say, had a car accident yesterday evening, you know, was able to make it then.
And from that point of view, Peter, how difficult was it for Stephen? No doubt he would have heard, you know, maybe a couple of hours in before the fight, he would have been tactically, you know, watching Joe Joyce, how his movement would have been. How big of a difference would it have been fighting a different competitor?
I would say he just wasn't really focused, you know, after he got the news that his opponent wasn't turning up, because Joyce beat him last year, and it was a kind of a rematch, you know, from last year's elite championship final. And I would say Stephen would rather have that match with Joyce, but on the night he was glad to get an appearance in the ring in such a big atmosphere as last night, and a big crowd and one thing and another. You know, it's electric there, those championships, and it's a great night.
Well, no doubt looking forward to the boxing calendar this year. It's going to be hopefully another positive one, and loads of victories for the boxers. But one lady who has really lit up everything last year was Leah Gallen. She's out next weekend. She's boxing for Ireland against England, and all eyes turn to Leah next weekend, I do believe, Peter.
That's right. She boxes Eloise Challenger, the English champion. Takes place in Bristol next Saturday at 12 noon in the City Hall in Bristol. She's boxing at 69 kilos, Hull International at junior level. So it's great for her to represent her country again at that level after getting a bronze medal at the Europeans. That's a good run out for her. She's also nominated for Donegal Sports Star Award next Friday night. She would have liked to be there too, but she's really looking forward to the challenge on Saturday, you know, against Challenger in Bristol. So hopefully everything will go well for her.